Now, I have Catherine Ann Cullen on the line. Good morning, Catherine.
Good morning, Sabrina. How are you doing on this fine day?
Oh, I'm absolutely fantastic. It's nice to have a bit of sun shining down on us. Now, I am very excited to talk to you this morning about the Alphabet Blitz for Dublin City. And it wasn't until you sent me an email last night with a little bit more kind of links and stuff that I realised that actually is ABCD. So for the listeners who are probably listening going, why is that amazing, Sabrina? You know, this is an alphabet project based in poetry. So, Catherine, just to kind of let listeners know, you are the poet in residence with Poetry Ireland, and the Alphabet Blitz for the City of Dublin is a project that you are conducting in conjunction with Poetry Ireland. So tell me, if somebody said to you, right, okay, tell me, Catherine, you've got 10 seconds, what is the Alphabet Blitz for the City of Dublin?
Well, it's a challenge to people really to write an alphabet in rhyming couplets or short rhymes based on the City of Dublin. Now, we all remember our little alphabet books. A is for whatever, and often they rhyme. So this is just like that, except it's based in the City of Dublin. Now, I started tweeting out a letter a week last week. So last week, the letter A. But there's no pressure on people. It's going to run till the end of the year. So I'll be tweeting out one letter every week, but people can come in with their whole alphabet anytime. But if they want to do a letter a week, they can also do that, or they can do it in groups. They can do it individually, do it in their families. And you can walk around Dublin and look for things beginning with the letter A. So, for instance, I already have rhymes in about the old Adelphi Cinema. People have been talking about doing something about Arnott's. And there's over on the north side, well, Arnott's is there, there's Annesley Bridge in Ballybock Fairview. There is all sorts of places starting with A. There's, of course, the Oris, and have a little poem in about that already. So already people are sending in their little rhymes, and also they're illustrating them, maybe with a photograph of the place or a drawing. And if people are sending in their photos, please let it be your own photograph. Don't take it off the internet, because that causes us problems, you know, for sharing it.
Yeah,
that.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I suppose if someone said to me, like, what would you associate the letter A with and Dublin City, I'd probably go with Abbey Theatre. I think that's probably the first thing that would kind of jump to my mind. So the possibilities here are endless. And I imagine everybody would have a slightly different take on it as well.
Well, that's right. Well, one of the examples I did out a few little examples when I was just tweeting it out. Now, they're not great art, I'm just saying, Sabrina, but they're just little rhymes. And indeed, the Abbey was one of those. So A's for the Abbey with actors galore, attracting admirers since 1904. So there's a little bit of history in there as well in the little rhyming couplet. And I also have A for Anna Liffey, whose aroma can be whiffy. So really, I'm just looking for little rhymes. I mean, everybody can write a little rhyme like that. And people are welcome to write them in Irish. They're welcome to write them in any language that we speak in Dublin. I'd be so interested to hear people with different languages coming in and just their take on the city and their little rhymes. I just think this is the kind of thing that can really take off. And I've always been a little bit obsessed with alphabet books since I was a child. I don't really know why that is. I think I sent you a photograph of me with some of my collection.
Yes, I'll be honest with you. I was going to ask you about the obsession with the alphabets. I mean, let's explore this a little bit. So how many alphabet books do you have?
Oh, I don't know, but it could be 50 or so.
Wow. Now, most people can probably count how many alphabet books they have, but...
Yeah, and they're not all, some of them would be books about the alphabet, so they'd be more grown-up kind of books. There's one called Mysteries of the Alphabet, or I'm interested in, you know, even the Om. I'm interested in words in general, I suppose, and words start with the alphabet, really, let's face it. So, you know, going back to basics, it's always interesting to see what people's take are. I like kind of themed alphabets, you know, so I've got alphabet books about things in cities. I've got alphabet books about scary things, about phobias, about all sorts of things.
Oh, wow.
And of course, I've got lots of alphabet books for children as well. So the nice thing about this project, I think, is that it is going back to the basics of language in some ways. So, you know, very small children can think of things beginning with A that they want to, you know, talk about. And a lot of people play those alphabet games, you know, when they're driving or whatever, you know, those ones where you think of an actor beginning with A or a place or those kind of things, you know.
That is just wonderful. So last week, this started last week with the letter A. So this week we're on to the letter B. And it's going to continue.
Yeah, but as
on.
I said, there's no pressure. People can come anytime with their stuff. I mean, would you like to hear some of the examples I've had?
Absolutely.
From people. So here's a lovely one about Bull Island, which is not far away from you there, I think. And it's all B's. It's a little tiny rhyme. Brisk bank at the back of bay to bury, breathe, or blow away. So that's from a guy called Damien Donnelly, who always writes into my poetry prompts every week. So he has a lovely little, he loves alliteration. So alliteration is when loads of words start with the same letter.
That's
so
wonderful.
There's a lot of that going on in alphabet books.
Isn't that
a lovely one?
So is this, you're now looking for submissions for people. Is this living on Twitter at the moment?
It's living mostly on Twitter. I also have set up a little website blog, which is abcdublin.org.
Okay.
That's pretty easy to remember, abcdublin.org. So people can look that up. There's some details about the submissions, and there's also some of the letters. Now, I've just got the A's up so far, but over the weekend I'll put up some of the B's that have come in. So I'll try and update that every week. So we've got some letters, you know, coming in every week. But people can tweet, if they are on Twitter, they can tweet their entries. My Twitter handle is @TarryAtHome. Tarry means stay, so that's probably a good one for these days, stay at home. So Tarry at Home is my handle.
Wonderful.
And also @PoetryIreland, they're welcome to just send it to Poetry Ireland if that's easier to remember. So that hashtag is @PoetryIreland. And they can also email them to me, and I'm at poetinresidence@poetryireland.ie. And they can also send them on Facebook. They can look me up or Poetry Ireland up on Facebook and post them there. And if they want to go by snail mail, they can post them in to us at 11 Parnell Square. So it's Poetry Ireland, 11 Parnell Square. So we've got plenty ways to get them in. You can make a little video. You can do a picture. You can just write the little rhyme. So if you've got kids around, they might like to draw some pictures too. So we're welcoming all sorts of submissions.
That's fantastic. So, you've given some people so many options now that there's actually, you know, no pressure, but also no excuse.
Yeah, come on, guys.
Catherine, tell me about how this whole current state of events have affected Poetry Ireland, because I imagine all of the workshops that you would normally do have now, you know, that they've been put on pause. So can you run me through kind of the impact of the COVID-19 situation on your work?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's transformed it dramatically, really, Sabrina, because so normally I would have a group in, at least one group in to Poetry Ireland every week. In fact, I often have much more than that. But for instance, I had one regular group from the Pathway Centre. So that's a centre for former prisoners and prisoners transitioning back into the community. That's just around the corner from us at Poetry Ireland on Granby Row. So and obviously that had to stop. I mean, everything in Poetry Ireland has stopped in terms of people going in there, you know. So all our readings and workshops and those kind of things that are actually live there many of them have gone online. So my workshops, a lot of them have gone online. So I feel it's not as good to have workshops on Zoom, but it's better than nothing. You know, we have people still are doing a lot of writing and giving a lot, but I feel it's kind of harder to see people's body language and to know how they're feeling about particular things, you know, and that's all part of workshops too. But it is great to be able to do them online. And I think we've all upskilled amazingly in our ability to, you know, be online and, you know, share our screens and do all sorts of things we weren't able to do before. So the readings in Poetry Ireland, some of them have gone online, some of them have been postponed. And basically we're just trying to do as much as we can for people online, for different groups. And partly the reason for the Alphabet Project was a way of reaching out to the people I was kind of appointed to reach out to, which is kind of mostly on the north side of the city, but also the city in general, because Poetry Ireland is based in Parnell Square, and they wanted to appoint a poet in residence to, you know, kind of serve the local community and encourage them to look at poetry in a different way, to see themselves in poetry, I always think it is, you know, to see that they can be in poetry. It's not for some lofty sort of, you know, people going around in an ivory tower or whatever, that it's, you know, it can be in Ballybock, it can be in Balbriggan, it can be, you know, wherever, on Sean McDermott Street. And so that was my idea for the Alphabet Project, was really that this is a project based in Dublin City, and it's about the city, and it's for people in the city to have a look around, and obviously out in the suburbs too, to have a look around at their city maybe in a different way.
That's great. I mean, even just reading the couple of examples that are on the website at the moment, it actually has made me feel like this is something that I could engage with. So I've never written poetry, and it's something that I suppose we all have that idea of poetry as, like, you know, from secondary school, where it's this it's this kind of big behemoth task that we need to kind of engage with, and it's very abstract for young people. And then I look at this and I go, no, that's accessible. That's something yeah. I can participate in.
Well, I think, you know, the thing is that schools sometimes, and especially secondary school, I think really kills people's kind of natural creative impulses towards poetry and all things like that. And I think if you go back to when you were younger than that and think of, say, nursery rhymes, like who doesn't like nursery rhymes and who doesn't learn them? Who doesn't learn Three Blind Mice or Hickory Dickory Dock or whatever, you know? Those, I suppose an alphabet is going back to that sort of idea. You know, very simple little stories that are in a couple of lines and that grab people's imagination.
Wonderful. Catherine Ann, one last thing to remind our listeners. Where is, what's the hashtag on Twitter that they can look this up for?
Okay, so the hashtag is ABC Dublin. And I also have one in Irish, which is ABCBAFADAC. ABCBAC, so that's ABC Balia Oha Clea. So there's lots of ABCs in Dublin, as you can see. So hashtag ABC Dublin on Twitter. And, you know, you can, if you Google ABC Dublin as well, you'll probably find it.
Catherine, it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you this morning. Thank you so much for your time and good luck with the project.
You too, Sabrina. And we look forward to getting your submissions in.
Absolutely. I'm going to put pen to paper now today.
And really look forward to getting everybody's submissions and all the families and individuals out there. Please start thinking about your city and the alphabet.
That's great. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much, Sabrina.